You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles today, Psalm 37, and I'm so thankful for your visitors that are here. I see you right up there everywhere. God bless you, and down below here, all throughout the house. I'll be at the door at the close of the service, and if you have time, stop by and say hello to me. I know there's all these doors you're going out of, so, but if you have a moment, just stop by. I'm excited about that pizza with the pastors. We'll have several pastors there next week. It will just take us maybe, fast as you eat, 20 minutes, so 15, 20 minutes. But we're not going to keep you long, but we'll feed you pizza, maybe salad too. That's, get Brother Luke to come for that as well. But the guy can eat, but he can't gain weight. I don't know about that, but he can eat. But I'm so thankful for you, visitors, bus kids, all of you. And it's a privilege to have you. You know, I think about being a visitor. I hate being a visitor. I hate it. My wife and I haven't gone anywhere this year. We've been here all year long. But if we go for one Sunday a year, I walk into church and I kind of want to just hide, you know. And I don't know where everything's at and what I'm supposed to do. But the very fact you'd come is an honor for me and a blessing. Well, we're going to read Psalm 37 together. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11. Let's do a responsive reading. Let's stand together, shall we? We're going to read Psalm 37. I'll read verse 1. You read verse 2. You read the even verses. I'll read the odd till we get to verse 11. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light, and thy judgment as
the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil.
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Verse 11, please, ready to begin.
But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Let's bow for prayer, shall we? Our Father, it is such a privilege to be called the pastor of this great church. I love these people. They've been perfect members for some of them 50 years. We've served together. What a delight. Now I pray that you would take the message of the hour, apply it to every heart here, saved and unsaved alike. May the unsaved trust Christ as their Savior today is my prayer. Father, hide me behind the cross. Please lift up your name through the preaching of the Word of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. I think we know about Mendelssohn, like the great Beethoven's and other great orators. They wrote this music, and Mendelssohn died in 1848 at 38 years of age. He was very young, but he wrote Psalm 37:7. It's on Wikipedia. I listened to it with you this week. It's really kind of a highbrow song. We probably won't sing it the way he wrote it from 1830s, I guess it was. But he wrote about verse number 7. Let's read verse number 7 together, chapter 37, verse 7. Ready, begin.
Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
I've meditated on that verse this week. Rest in the Lord. This text, entire text that we read, is telling us how to live a victorious life. I want to live on the winning side, don't you? I don't want to live depressed, discouraged, on medicine, just the uppers and downers. I want to live excited in God. I've lived a long time, and I've been saved a long time. But I tell you, I love Him more today than ever. Amen. I love the Word of God more than ever. Amen. And I want all of us to end that way. You don't get to a certain age and retire and then just sort of sit at home, watch Gunsmoke. Yeah. You get to a certain age and you ought to be growing in the Lord. I want to grow in grace. When I die, if the Lord tarries and is coming, I want to die a good Christian, a faithful servant, a lover of the Word of God. Here the Bible says, rest in the Lord. I want to talk to you about victorious Christian living. And it begins with resting in God. To rest is very powerful. It means, shh, be quiet. How many quiet people do we have in the auditorium? You're not a liar. You just are quiet before God as you wait upon God. How many quiet ones do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Four friends. Now, I'm not the quiet type. To rest means to be quiet, to be still before God. I'm more the agitated type. There we go. A lot of good Christians there. I'm preaching to you today as well as myself. God wants you to rest in Him. God wants Jack Trevor to rest, to be silent, to stop the irritant, to stop being frustrated. Why are you frustrated with your job? I'm going to be laid off this week. We'll go get another one. Just get another job. And normally the way it works, you get a better one. It normally works out that way. What is it, your health? I know in this church, this size, it happens every week. Somebody's going to be at the doctor, and you're going to hear the word cancer this week. You have cancer. A crowd this size, there's cancer. A crowd this size, you will be diagnosed with MS. I'm talking to one of our college graduates this week. She's on the mission field with her parents now. She's a graduate. She was teaching school in North Carolina, had to go home because she's suffering with very aggressive MS. And she goes into treatments this coming Tuesday. Takes 6 to 8 hours, and she'll be treated for it every 6 months because the medicine's so strong, so powerful. Doesn't look good for her. You know what she needs to learn to do, and she has. If there's a Christian that has, she has learned to rest in the Lord. Be patient for God. God has a date. My Bible says my days are determined by Him. God has a date that I'm to die. God has a date that I'm to bury my wife, or my wife is to bury me. God has that date. He's got it all organized. I don't believe in euthanasia. I don't believe that you ought to take your life and tell God, I'm done with my life. God has a day for you to die. And God has that day written down in heaven. God knows the day you're going to pass away. Don't take your life. That's the height of selfishness and pride and leaving everyone with a mess in your life. God says, I want you to rest. I tell you what, I love resting in God. I really do. I know I'm one of these agitated people that move, but I like to rest. I like to get up in the middle of the night and go downstairs or go to my office and just sit in a chair and rest. Sometimes while I'm resting, I fall asleep. Sometimes while I'm resting, I'm praying. Sometimes while I'm resting, I'm reading His Word. Sometimes I'm singing songs. Sometimes I'm just sitting there thinking about the goodness of God. And I go through the alphabet that He's almighty. And I go through the alphabet and just give attributes of who God is. When you can't sleep, don't toss and turn. Get up. Do something. Rest. Rest in God. But then He says something secondly. Number one, what does He say? Say it together, class. Say it together. What is the first thing we do? Rest. You want a victorious life, you're going to have to learn to rest. Don't be trying to figure everything out. Don't try to organize it. I got to just deal with this thing. No, just rest. Rest. The second thing he says, I want you to wait. Look what he says. Verse number 7, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Time out. When we look at that word wait, we think of the same word of rest. It doesn't mean the same. To wait on the Lord in this text, it's written in Hebrew. The Hebrew word that is written there means keep advancing. Keep going forward. While you're resting in God, he won't say the same word twice. While you're resting, while you're still before God, while you're quiet before God, but still keep going forward. Amen. Keep teaching that Sunday school class. Amen. Keep running that bus. Keep working in the security. Keep working in the nursery. See what happens with us, we have a trial and a trouble and we get all upset and say, okay, I'll rest. And now I gotta do something else. Okay, I gotta wait. I gotta just sit here and snore. No, God says, keep moving forward. You're in this live stream, keep moving forward. You're in the radio ministry, keep moving forward. You're in the security, keep moving forward. The Christian life is always from victory unto victory. His army shall he lead till every foe is vanquished and Christ is ordained. God wants advancement. God doesn't want you to sit still all the time. God says, rest, be still. But as you be still, wait patiently. Keep action. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's Isaiah 40 verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Same word. To wait means to just keep going forward. Go forward with your Bible.
Amen.
Go forward with prayer. But I'm so depressed. But go forward with prayer. Go forward with passing gospel tracts and letting people know the plan of salvation and how to be born again. Keep going forward. Keep going forward with the offering plate. What I gave and it didn't work out, well, keep giving. God has a plan for your life. It's advancement, Brother Peter. It's advancement. Brother Peter down here is young. He's a weightlifter that trains the Olympians. And your whole world was snatched from you about a year and a half ago. All of a sudden he has cancer. All of a sudden he's weak. All of a sudden he can't lift 2 pounds. True? But look what God's done. Look what God has done. Exactly. God did that. I don't know how he heals some and he takes others of your loved ones. I don't know how or why, but I do know that we had an army of people praying for you. I don't know how my wife got cancer this year. Could not eat and was so very sick for such a long time. And it didn't look good. And the surgery, 14 days later in the hospital, they had that surgery on a Sunday morning. I was there with her. And the doctor came out and said, we got the mass. We got it all.
Amen.
There's no cancer.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, that was God's people.
Yes, sir.
Worldwide, we had missionaries praying for her. We had mission fields praying for her. We had every single pastor I know of in America saying, don't forget to pray for Mrs. Treiber this week. All over America, hundreds of thousands of people beseeching the throne of grace. I believe it was for her.
Amen.
Our grandson, 13 years of age, had a mishap in weightlifting, 13 years of age, and it's a strange story how it all worked out. But he got strangled with a cord wrapped around his neck. His mother came in the room about 3 months ago on a Sunday afternoon and found him lifeless. They later discovered that happened, that they slipped and hit that and hit his head, big old knot on the back of his head. And for 5 days he was on a ventilator. Brother Chris, you and I flew down there. We saw him. He was dead. He was just on that ventilator. There's no way he's going to make it. But God's people prayed. And you remember praying. And all over the country, I know we've been praying for Mrs. Treiber. Now let's pray for their grandson. God answered that prayer. and he's got some issues. He can't play sports right now, and he's got to build those lungs up and take care of some other issues. But God gave him back his memory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
God gave him back his mental capacity. Hey, I want to tell you, I don't know how God answers some and doesn't answer them all, but I do know this. I can wait on God. I can keep busy. I can keep serving. I can keep loving God while in the midst of heartache. Look what the Bible says. I want to live a victorious life. All right, number one, I want you to shout it out like you mean it. Number one, if I'm going to be victorious, I need to learn to what?
Rest.
Secondly, I need to what?
Wait.
Oh, it says something else in that verse. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Next two words. Ready? Begin. Oh. I would ask you to go home and cut that out of your Bible, will you? We don't want that word in there. Fret not. Look at how it starts in chapter 37, verse 1. What's he say? Fret not. God says, I don't want you to fret. Look what he says in verse number, he says it three times in this text, fret not. Fret means to be agitated and angry. You see, whatever problem you're going through today, you're mad at your wife. You're here today, but you're mad at her. You're agitated with her. You're agitated with your husband. That's not how God wants you to live. That's against the word of God. You'll not have victory with your agitated with your husband, agitated with your wife, agitated with your kids, agitated with your parents. I don't like my parents. No, God put those parents in your life for a purpose. You cannot be agitated with them. You cannot be agitated with your boss. He's against me. Well, let him be against you. I didn't get a promotion because, well, let him deny you the promotion. I can tell you, I've been here 50 years. I could tell you scores of people that did not get the promotion, and it was because they were religious or, you know, things that won't stand up. But I've watched God remove people and put them in the same spot. And put them in the spot there, or give them a better job or a better, fret not, don't fret. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. I'm to rest if I'm going to have it. I'm to rest. I'm to be still. I'm to be quiet. I'm to wait patiently. Keep moving forward. Keep making progress. And I'm to fret not. There's a fourth word that he says here. I'm to trust. Verse number three. Trust in the Lord. Verse number five. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust. Trust is confidence in God. I cannot have confidence in myself. I cannot even have confidence in the world's greatest church in America. There's not a better church in America. Now you may think that yours is, and that's okay. This is the greatest church in America. I love this church. I love you people so much. I stay awake at night. Last night I was trying to sleep, and I slept to 3:11 this morning, and I kept dreaming. And I kept dreaming, where am I preaching tomorrow? And I couldn't figure out where I was preaching, Pastor. Have you ever had that? That's never happened to you. I thought, what am I gonna say? I said, let's sing another song, Brother Alvin. And I'm looking at my Bible. Where am I supposed to preach? I know it's in there. I wrote it in there. I couldn't find it. I was nervous as could be. I was fretting, even in my dream. Do you ever fret? You ever get agitated? God's word says to fret is to be no confidence in God, to be agitated. God says, won't you trust me? Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to say, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I proved him o'er and o'er. I'm telling you, folks, I'm almost done. You've listened so well. I've been saved a long time. I trusted Christ 69 years ago as my personal Savior. I have failed Him so much in those 69 years, but Jesus never fails. And the older I get, the older I become in life, I know I just need to trust Him. I need to trust Him when the city works against us, when the state works against us, when the county works against us, when the governor works against us. I need to just trust Him. When the next election, there's a liberal that gets in as president and vice president, and the next one hates the church. I need to trust God. God's got it all control. God says He'll turn the heart of the king. I think of this next election coming up in three and a half more years. And we get Mr. Newsom. And we get that man. He's the one who mocked prayer this week with the shooting in Minnesota. Mocked it. We don't need to be praying. He's a fool. We get him as the next president. He begins to put rules on this church, because he will. He doesn't love the church at all. He proved that to me about this church during COVID, as he worked against this church for 482 days and shut us out of our building. And he did it, and he knew he was doing it. Let me tell you something. We get him as our next president. I'm going to sing, "Why Should I Care If the Sun Doesn't Shine?" Jesus, I can trust Jesus. I can trust Him. And He says, "Okay, you stop or I'm going to put you in jail." Well, jail me. Put me in jail. We'll have revival in the jail. I'm talking about the fact I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust God with my health, my wealth, my mind. And you know I'm wealthy. Wikipedia has it that Jack Traver had good deal on Wikipedia of all about my life. I have mixed up who my dad was, but my dad was a pastor. They said he wasn't. But they had me down, last statement, financial worth, $100 million. Now I just want to confess something. I'm not worth $100 million. I'm worth $50 million, but not $100 million. I'm not worth anything. But I'll tell you what, friend, I can trust Him. I can have confidence. Number one, quickly review. Let's say it together with gusto. I'm going to have victorious life. How? Rest. Two. Three. Four. Trust. Let's go one more. I've got more than that, but let's just go one more. Verse number five. Commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. That means roll over into God. Cast your burden upon the Lord. I'm to commit. I said that was the last one. Let me give you one more. Verse number four, I'm to delight. Verse four, delight thyself. Delight means to make happy. I'm happy today and the sun shines bright. The clouds have been rolled away. For the Savior said, "Whosoever will may come to me to stay." And He saved me. I was thinking of this text all this week. I'm to rest. I'm to wait. I'm to fret not. I'm to trust. I'm to commit. And I lastly am to delight myself in the Lord. That's how you have a victorious life. I want to live on the winning side. I don't want to live depressed, discouraged, mad, upset. I was thinking of a family that I thought of many families back at the old Berean Baptist Church when I worked there 4 years ago in Rockford, Illinois, my father-in-law's church. But I was thinking about this church here. I was thinking of so many of your names came up in my mind as I've watched you through the years. I've watched the Van Dykes since December the 7th, 1977, I think. I've watched them. I thought of every one of these words, and Alan and Jackie Van Dyke, they have learned to rest in the Lord. They have learned to wait upon the Lord. I thought about that day you called me, and that day you called me and said, our son Billy, three little girls, our son Billy went to the hospital, and he's been in the hospital, and then suddenly God just took his life. I thought of Jackie. That's a boy she bore. She carried him within her womb, and they raised him. Brother Van Dyke, you tried everything to input in his life. But you know what I found the Van Dykes have done? They have learned to rest in the Lord and wait in the Lord. Amen. They've learned to fret not, and they learned to trust, and they learned to commit, and they learned to delight. I don't know. I thought of it so much this week. I don't know if you think of Billy. He's laid to rest out here on Scott Road in Fremont. I don't know if you think about him every day or every week, but I imagine every day. That's been years ago now. Jackie's been such a strong Christian lady. You'll figure it out how old Brother Van Dyke is. I won't tell you how young his wife is, but I met you folks almost 50 years ago. He was 39. It's hard to believe that we've gotten the age we've gotten, isn't it? And I'm going to write in my Bible. I've written their name already in this text. This is the Van Dyke's chapter. This is their life. I began to think of people throughout this auditorium. This is your life. This is Colonel Harder and Susie's heart. They've gone through sorrow. They've gone through heart attacks. They've gone through things of just unbelievable. Bill and Leanne Manley. Leanne sits there. She's gone through heartaches. Just kids 50 years ago in our church. I think of the folks that have stayed. Every single person has had heartaches. Everyone has heartaches. But you're going to have to learn to rest in the Lord. Amen. This has helped me so much this week. Jack Treber, I'm committing to you today. I'm going to rest. I'm going to be calm and quiet before God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I tell you what, Jack Treber's going to wait. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep busy. I wait, you mean go to sleep? No, it doesn't mean that. It means I'm just keep moving forward.
Good.
And I'm going to trust in him, and I'm going to fret not, and I'm going to commit, and I'm going to delight, because God is so good.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.